Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 2 to 6. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 100. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 36 to chapter 10, verse 8. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is called to be images of His love and pastoral care. The unfathomable impact of the light of the knowledge of God's glory on us moves us to believe that it is not possible to overstate God's love and care for us. For in the covenant He had with our ancestors of faith, He had promised, as revealed in today's first reading, to adopt us as His very own and to make us a kingdom of priests and consecrated people. That promise was fulfilled through the triumphant entry of our Lord Jesus into our world and His sacrificial exit and ascent to heaven. Hence, St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that through our Lord Jesus, we gained reconciliation. We were made righteous and marked for salvation, marked for His glory. Thus, my brother, my sister, we are filled with joyful trust in God for making us Christians and adopting us as His new people. However, my brother, my sister, we must keep in mind that it is a privilege given to us through an act of love and mercy, hence not merited by the works of our hands. St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that our Lord Jesus died to make us righteous. It is never the work or works of our hands. It is simply God's kindness given to us. And so, my brother, my sister, our mission is to reciprocate God's love and mercy by loving and caring more for those harassed and dejected in our communities. Our Lord Jesus says in today's gospel that they are like sheep without a shepherd. As members of the church, the sheep of His flock, we are collaborators of and must never be indifferent to the ministry of the apostles summoned by our Lord Jesus in today's gospel and given the authority to seek the lost sheep of the house of Israel and to establish His kingdom for all nations without charge. The church bears that authority and apostolic mission of care. Hence, we are reminded today, my brother, my sister, that since God has loved us so much and desires not to part with us, we too should not only love our brother, sisters, and enemies, but also provide for them, uplift the oppressed and depressed, and teach the lowly how to become successful, particularly amid woe and strife. In other words, we are called not only to be sharers of God's love and mercy, but also to be models of His compassion and love. It is possible by His grace. But we must ask the Lord of the harvest to grant us the graces necessary to become images of his love and exemplars of his pastoral care. That is our mission, to love and care for God's people, to give without charge, to be present in the lives of those who have no one to care for them. May the Lord in his infinite mercy help us to carry out his mission. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.